Oh, mais um que seu Césião.
Stop laughing at me, Eric. Well,
Just a great expression.
I think I just dated myself. Sometimes keeping up with the technology is a little cutting edge. It's good to see you post fire season, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing
Good,
well.
good.
It looks. All right, it looks like I'm back. Can I get a thumbs up that my audio is clear? All right. I have been having some connectivity issues this morning, so if my audio starts to go bad, somebody give me a thumbs down and I'll turn off my video. I'll be watching that. Just that we've stopped the flux people. All the special EFCC meeting to order.
Yeah, Brennan, you're freezing up.
Do this now video. That's more. Call the meeting. Remember, AM of the EF meeting.
Yeah, Brennan, you're still real broken.
All right, my apologies. Stand by. I'm gonna call in.
It sounds better right this second, but.
Yeah, we don't want to deal with this. 21st century meetings. All right, bear with me as I'm gonna dial in.
Sounds good. All right. Can you hear me? Affirmative. Sounds
Hopefully
clear.
that's more stable.
I'm in two places in this meeting. All right, getting started here. I apologize for that. Always better when it's somebody else besides the chair. So we'll move on. I'm going to ask Emily or Betra if there are any unconfirmed names or phone numbers on here that you don't recognize. If there are, would you put it in the chat? And as we move forward, we'll reach out to those individuals to identify themselves. If someone from the public would like to comment, that will be taken care of in agenda item number 5. Please use the chat feature or the raise your hand feature, and I will ask and give a quick moment to allow people to do that. But as we near that agenda item, please be ready to do so. Meeting materials were emailed out to the Board of Forestry, to committee members and the Board of Forestry website under ESCC. And with that, I'll move on to the chair comments. So today, as this is a special meeting, we face the critical task of evaluating the proposals that implement essential recommendations from the NGO's comprehensive review of our fire cost management practices. You know, these recommendations are designed to enhance transparency, accountability, and ensuring that our fire suppression expenses are tracked, reported, and funded accurately and equitably across the state. Those are the same values that this committee has as well. So before I begin, I want to recognize the outstanding dedication of the ESCC staff, the protection and policy and business service finance managers, and ODF district staff who all contributed to this effort. The focus, the collaboration, the commitment that was demonstrated by everyone involved really underscores why Oregon's complete and coordinated system is among the nation's best. I stand by that. This team has worked diligently to comply with Oregon's administrative protocols, ensuring that every recommendation before us today is both sound and compliant. For those present and on the call, I want to extend this committee's sincere thanks to all those that I mentioned. The dedication you showed is a testament to our commitment to fiscal responsibility and operational excellence. With that, I want to offer Kyle Williams an opportunity to make any comments before we move on.
Thanks, Brennan. And for those online, Kyle Williams, Deputy Director of Fire Operations in the Department of Forestry. Just want to quickly acknowledge, Brennan, to your point, the collaborative process, and thank Nancy, Brennan, EFCC members and staff for the engagement. I think there's been some really important and good conversation had over the summer and this fall. I do want to acknowledge that it brings us well in line with the MGO recommendations and appreciate that effort. And then for me, is an opportunity over time through that transparent and accurate accounting that you mentioned, Brennan, to help us with alignment between our biennial budgets and our fiscal budgeting process. Those to me are the highlights of this effort. And should the committee choose to adopt this policy, I would commit our districts would comply with that effort. So that's all I have to offer, Brennan. Appreciate the opportunity and the work today.
Thank you, Kyle. So for committee members, our agenda today includes 3 interconnected decision items, each requiring careful consideration, and it is designed as a cohesive package. As I said, this is to strengthen our approach to wildfire cost management. So given their interdependentness, I've asked our administrator to present the staff reports for agenda items 2 through 4 before we move forward with motions. Now, that said, I will ask through due diligence, if any committee members have individual motions they want to make at the end of each agenda item. If none are offered, then my recommendation is that we consider a single motion encompassing all three recommendations in the staff report. Any questions regarding that? Okay, so you know, the recognition for doing so is because if any part of the rule change does not pass or gets altered or modified in a significant manner, we'll need to forego today's decisions, as the authority sought in the new policy depends on the successful rule amendment of all three. So with that, I will move it to agenda item number two and look to the agency administrator, the committee administrator, excuse me, to provide an update and on the proposed rules.
Sounds good. Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. I'm Nancy Hirsch, the Emergency Fire Cost Committee Administrator. I have appreciated the support from Chair Gorelt and the committee members that you've provided both Lauren and I over the past few months. I think we might have Chris off mute, so we'll see how that
Sorry
goes.
About that.
No problem. Just backing up, really appreciate the support of the last few months for both Lauren and I while we work through this policy, and also want to appreciate and recognize the true collaboration and leadership that Tracy Rolson, the Protection Finance Manager, also has been providing. As requested, I'm going to provide a little bit of brief background to talk about how we got to this point today, and then dive into the specific policy pieces, recognizing that they are interdependent. So the purpose of these agenda items is to seek Emergency Fire Costs Committee adoption of the proposed Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund rule modifications to Division 165, that's in agenda item two, approval of the proposed new eligibility policy, which is agenda item three, and to rescind the current directive in agenda item four. So for background, briefly, back in June, this committee initiated a collaborative work group with the Department of Forestry leadership, and the request was to work on proposed new policy to increase efficiency and effectiveness related to tracking, et cetera, related to emergency fire costs, and to ensure, as what's already been mentioned, those recommendations made by the third-party financial consultant, MGO. So we rolled up our sleeves pretty quickly, the work group, and fortunately had two drafts ready and prepared really before mid-July, when it seemed like everybody left the barn for more important work. In September, we were able to provide you with two draft proposals. One was the proposed rule change related to Chapter 629, Division 165. And of course, the second one was the new draft proposal related to eligibility policy. At that meeting in September, the committee directed me to proceed with the public hearing process and return with the final package, which you have in front of you today. Since September, I've coordinated with the Department of Forestry's administrative rules specialist, who has been very helpful and supportive throughout the rule modification process, which has several requirements. The notice of the proposed rulemaking and fiscal impact statement was sent to the Secretary of State on September 23rd. I think the meeting material says the 4th, the 24th, and I noticed that it's actually stamped on the 23rd, so we'll correct that, and was soon published in their October bulletin. There was broad outreach on the public hearing and the rulemaking process, consistent with the Emergency Fire Cost Committee procedural rules, and extended beyond that, and I want to touch on that. The notice of the public hearing was done through a news release that ODF put out. There were emails to the committee meeting distribution list to the legislators that are specified in statute, additional persons and organizations and publications listed in the committee's procedural rules, all ODF employees. The notice was also posted to the Department of Forestry's blog site and all the mailing lists that the public may sign up for. Public comment period was open from October 1 through the 31st, and the public hearing was conducted on October 22nd, 2024. Prior to that hearing, I provided some background information and also did a rule overview. The hearings officer report is in attachment 1 to agenda item 2, and there were no public comments received. There's a summary of the rule changes in your staff report. There are no changes to the proposed rules that were presented to you in September. And that completes my presentation on agenda item 2.
Okay. Any comments, questions, or motions by committee members? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Nancy, the floor is yours for agenda item number 3.
Great. For agenda item 3, since the September meeting, the Emergency Fire Cost Committee staff and the ODF Protection Finance Unit Manager have had several individual conversations with district and association personnel and also hosted formal meetings with ODF and Operating Forest Protective Association leadership. Both meetings with leadership were scheduled to ensure a complete understanding of the proposed changes, address questions and concerns, and seek feedback for improvements. The meetings were positive and improved the understanding of the policy. Based on the feedback received, there were improvements made to the proposed eligibility policy that increased clarity, and also there was an example that was added into the repair, into the repair not eligible section. There were no substantive changes to the proposed policy or fiscal. We are committed, both Lauren and I, to continue to work through the implementation process and remain hopeful that any concerns or challenges will be met with innovation and creativity that we so often see from our districts and the associations. Next, I do want to provide an overview of the changes to the policy since September. These changes are highlighted in blue on your attachment 1 of agenda item 3, and I'm going to summarize them here. You'll see at the very top of the proposal, a header has been added to be consistent with the Department of Forestry's policy format. We've added definitions for emergency use and incident resource agreements because they were terms referenced in the policy. Federal and rural departments, fire departments were added to eligibility if they meet the other requirements, which makes it consistent with how things function today. We removed a reference to ODF and State of Oregon policy. We reworded the list of managers not eligible primarily for clarity. We've added that example related to repair that's not eligible, as I mentioned. And also added federal and rural fire department personnel equipment and support costs during mutual aid periods are not eligible, which is also consistent with current practice. And we added recoveries related to the $25,000 per day under the deductible and incentives. And this is just simply clarifying what's already the practice. So next steps would be if agenda item 2 and 3 are approved, Lauren and I would coordinate with the Department of Forestry and to deliver training across the department and with the associations prior to implementation. It's the end of my comments there, Brennan.
Any comments, questions, or individual motions regarding agenda item number 3? Okay. Nancy, you may move on. Floor is still yours for agenda item number 4.
Okay, so this item relates to the current eligibility directive guidelines for eligibility of firefighting costs for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund. This agenda item is necessary if the committee approves agenda item 2 and 3. We would seek approval to rescind the current directive. The rescinded directive will basically replace the new policy if approved, and would go into effect January 1, 2025. The new policy serves the same purpose as the directive did historically. It's simply, you might catch that the term policy replaces the outdated directive term. So I'm finished with those, Chair, and I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Nancy. So before the committee, I will describe the three motions and we will vote on them individually. But I want to open it up to see if there are any questions, comments, or discussion necessary regarding anything that Nancy presented. Okay, so we'll vote on all. We will propose some motions with some specific language relative to these, recognizing that, you know, these are rule language. I'll provide that. We'll look for somebody to offer that as a motion and a second and vote on them individually. So with that said, in regards to agenda item number 2, regarding the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund proposed rules, recommended language for a motion is the EFCC directs the administrator to proceed with the promulgation of the proposed rules and rule changes as presented in the draft language for Chapter 629, Division 165, to go into effect on January 1st, 2025.
Catherine Venata so moves.
Okay.
Second.
Eric Lee seconds. All those in favor will respond with aye.
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 Aye. Chris, I see you're still on mute. Chris, you're still on mute, and I want to give you an opportunity to weigh in on this motion.
You may have to do *6 to get off mute.
All right, Chris. Currently, we're voting aye. Can you give us an audio test, Chris? It shows that you're off mute, but we can't hear you. Now it shows you're on mute. Now you're off mute. Still have nothing from you, Chris. Seeing as you're having technical difficulties, do you want to take a pause and perhaps dial back in? We were able to hear you earlier, or at least background noise. If you want to exercise that, Chris, we'll pause and until we can get some confirmation that we have audio from you.
He has sent me a text that he's voting yes, but I will let him know he needs to try to address getting back on. He is going to try to dial back in.
Okay, we'll pause here. Is that you, Chris, with the 6400 number?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Good. Well, seeing as you had technical difficulties that I was unaware of, do you have any go-backs?
I do not.
Regarding? Okay. Currently, we're in the midst of voting affirmative for the recommended motion associated with agenda item 2. We have 3 responses and awaiting yours. I'll give you an opportunity to vote aye, and if you so please.
Yeah. Aye.
Okay. All right. So the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Chris. We'll move to agenda item number 3, and the recommended motion regarding that is the EFCC will adopt the new eligibility of firefighting costs for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund policy with a January 1, 2025 effective date. Does anyone want to provide that motion or an alternative?
Catherine Venata so moves.
Okay.
Second.
Catherine moves the motion. Eric seconds. All those in favor will respond with aye.
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 Aye from Catherine, aye from Chris, aye from Eric, and aye from myself. Okay, the motion carries. Unanimously, we will move forward to agenda item number 4 regarding the eligibility guidelines for eligibility of firefighting costs for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund Directive. The recommended language for this motion is the EFCC rescinds the guidelines for eligibility of firefighting costs for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Directive effective at close of business on January 1st, 2025. Does anyone want to carry forward that motion or an alternative motion?
Catherine Venata so moves.
Thank you, Catherine.
Second.
Brennan, okay. I apologize.
I get the date wrong on that? My mistake. That was my correction. I'm trying to remember my Robert's rule of order here, but we have a motion. The correct date of the correct motion would be December 31st, 2024 to rescind those old rules. Go ahead, Catherine.
Catherine Venata moves to amend her motion to reflect the date of December 31, 2024.
Okay. We have that motion on the floor.
That requires a
Eric
second.
Will second. Okay, Eric has the second. All those in favor of the motion on the floor, respond with aye.
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 Right? And aye as well.
Let's clarify for the record that the motion was as amended with the December 31,
2024 date. Behind the black screen.
So I was supposed to go on another call.
Very good.
So I got on Zoom.
Mr. Kranzer, can you please mute your mic? Thank you. Did we get the, for the record, that Catherine offered? Okay, very good. All right, that motion carries unanimously, and we will move on to agenda item number 5. This is public comment, good of the order. So if anyone wishes to make a public comment at this time, I offer you to make it in the group chat or use the raise hand function. I'll pause for about 15 seconds. Well, I wasn't really counting, but man, virtual 15 seconds seems like a really long time. So that seems like enough time to find your mouse, your pointer on your screen, and aim for the raise your hand function. So hearing none, go to the order. I want to one more reiteration of the sincere thank you for all the work that has gone into this. And I do see one from Ms. Scorse. We'll get to that. A sincere thank you for all the work that's been put into this. And I think this is a great step forward to help with the transparency and all those things that I mentioned for the value that these rule changes will provide for Oregon's fire costs tracking. One request for an individual on the phone line is a phone number ending in 4311. If you could please identify yourself for the record, having attended this. This is 503-310-4311. If you can come off mute and identify yourself, it'd be greatly appreciated for the record. You may have to dial star 86. Is that correct, Nancy?
Yes, star 6, I believe.
I see that that phone number has come off mute. But we can't hear you.
Can you hear
me?
There
you are. Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry about that, Chair. Joy Krawczyk, ODF.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Last thing, the next quarterly EFCC meeting will be on Tuesday, January 7th. The Board of Forestry will meet on Wednesday, January 8th and 9th. If the members concur, we'll adjourn this meeting. All right, I see some head nods and I don't hear anything from Chris, so very good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And have a good November and December. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you, Emily, for hosting.